You know, we have a wonderful witness in Elder Brooks. That man was 45 years old. Thought he was dying. Ulcers, hemorrhoids. You've read in his life story. The awful, awful condition. And when he came to Dr. Dowie bawled him out publicly. He says, you talk about your saloon keepers driving the people to hell. It's you preachers that do that. And Elder got good and hot under the collar. He lost all of the sanctification he ever dreamed of. But he had come all the way from somewhere south to hear Dr. Down. So he thought, well, I'll stay a few days. And then he woke up when he heard that man preach faith three times a day. 3-hour length, long sermon. And he had to sit there and take it. And so then he wanted Dr. Dowie to pray for him. Dr. Dowie said, nothing doing. You get rid of your medicine. What? I can't live with. I can't eat. If I don't take a pill before eating, I suffer agonies of hell. Well, I won't pray for you, Dr. Dowie says. That's not the prayer of faith. You can't serve two masters. So when he got rid of that medicine, he got healed. He said 15 minutes afterwards, he was healed and never had his trouble again. But anyway, he lived until he was 98 years old, and we have known him intimately and personally. One time he suffered from kidney stones, had a terrific pain, awful pain, and so the saints, of course, prayed. He was in Zion then already, and they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and finally, the Lord gave him a word and said, you get up, it was dinner time. Go downstairs and eat a good meal. Why, said he thought it'd kill him to get up with that pain. But he obeyed God. He resisted the devil. He got up in that pain, dressed himself. And he said it was agony. But every step he took, that agony ceased. And by the time he got down to the table, he was perfectly healed and had a ravenous appetite. He was healed by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Beloved, you don't need to wait for a message like that. You've got it in the Bible. It's there. You don't have to wait for Brother Brenham to tell you you're healed. The Bible says you're healed. It says by his stripes you're healed. Praise the Lord. And another time, he had ulcers of the stomach, or ulcers, or whatever you call them. Anyway, he couldn't eat anymore, especially fat. He couldn't eat fat. Jack Sprack could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Well, he couldn't eat fat. And you know what the Lord did? Strange. When they wanted water in the wilderness, the Lord sent Moses to a rock. He says, you talk to the rock and he'll give water. If he had said, make a hole in the ground and the water will come up, that would have been easier to believe, wouldn't it? But God says, you go to that rock, and it was flint, and talk to the rock. Oh, I tell you, we have a wonderful God. Do you know him? Do you love him? Is he your father? Do you have a father? Or are you poor orphan? Listen, do you have a father who has begotten you again unto a living hope? Who has so loved you that he gave his only begotten son and spared not his son, but delivered him up for us all. Oh, ye of little faith. And Elder Brooks was told by the Lord, or his wife, to cook him an 8-course meal now. And the Lord said, I'm going to tell her just what to cook and what to put on the table. Poor wife, but she was obedient to God. And she went and she cooked. I don't know what it was, except that there was a big lump of butter. And Elder Brooks, he couldn't look at that butter. So he was obedient with his stomach rolling, you know, and bellowing and hurting like everything. He ate that meal. And he was as sick as before until Mr. Mitchell came. And you know, Mr. Mitchell had a terrific voice when he spoke by the Lord. He said, "Elder, you didn't do what the Lord told you to do." "Yes, I did, Elder." "Why?" "No, you didn't. The Lord told you to eat everything your wife put before you. And there's that butter. Half a pound of butter, or evangelistically speaking. And nothing else." Poor Elder Brooks had to take a spoon and eat that butter. And as soon as he had swallowed it, his pain was gone, his sickness was gone. He was healed. Praise the Lord.